Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Oh, gay girl, meet a trans girl, sparks fly in the air. They chat about love, life and what's fair.
LGBTQ issues, games, nostalgia and more. Their podcast is a safe space, a wide open door. Together they stand, united and strong. Their voices ring out, a powerful song. When a gay girl meets a trans girl, hearts and minds come together in a whirl. Sharing stories, laughter and tears, they'll conquer all doubts and fears. City, breaking down walls, they stand tall, proud and in awe. Inclusivity is their guiding light, empowering others day and night. Their bond is unbreakable, a beacon so bright. When a gay girl meets a trans girl, hearts and minds come together in a whirl. Sharing stories, laughter and tears, they'll conquer all doubts and fears.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When a Gay Girl Meets a Trans Girl. I'm the gay girl, Holly.
And I am the trans girl, Brooklyn.
And today we have a special guest.
I'm the mother, Shirley.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is our Halloween episode, so everybody, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Get a lot of candy.
It's one of my favorite times of year. It is where you can dress up and be something different and not be labeled one time out of the year. Right?
I don't get it. Like if you dress up gay?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing.
Somebody dresses up like a rainbow?
I mean, you could just dress up however you want to dress up. And I think most people, if they dress up outside of Halloween, maybe you kind of get looked at if you dress up like an elf and walk around Walmart.
Or,
you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're not like, oh, weirdo.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I'd dress up like an elf around Walmart.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be this Halloween. I'm going to be an elf and Holly's going to be a rogue elf.
Yes.
An assassin elf.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
But yeah, that's something.
Did you get pointy ears?
Yes.
Yes, I've never done that.
Yes, so you'll have pointy ears.
Yes.
So
I'm going to be like a hunter, and the baby's going to be like my little hunter familiar, because in like most MMORPGs, when you play a hunter class, you get like an animal, often a bear, tiger.
And he's going to be, he's a leopard, right?
Leopard, cheetah, I don't know which.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
Be cute.
That'd be so cute.
Is this first year really going to being able to remember what Halloween is? Like knowing what Halloween is? In the past, you know, the first time he was like 3 weeks old, 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
And he just kind of like laid there in our arms. And we went to a neighbor's house and let him do trick-or-treating over there. Just the one house. And then last year,
I took him on base to the trunk-or-treat because we didn't have the other boys. And I wanted to do something safe with a barely one-year-old.
Yeah.
And so I made him a little costume where he looked like the baby from the Addams Family.
That's right.
That was cute.
Big
eyebrows.
Yes.
and the mustache.
The whole car ride, he was just like...
I remember that.
Everybody kept laughing at
him. He's got that picture of him and you, I think all three of you maybe,
yeah,
in that baby book I made him.
Mm-hmm.
And he always says, "What's that?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?"
We're like, that's you, believe it or not. But he didn't really go trick-or-treating last year, did he?
I carted him in the baby stroller and got a couple pieces of candy from the trunks. We did get a free pumpkin. I took him, there was a little pumpkin patch with free pumpkins, and I got him a little pumpkin.
But he didn't do it around outside here.
No, because
you bring him to our house?
You were busy working, and we didn't have the other kids, so I was like, I'm just going to take him on base. That way, we're safe.
Did you bring him over?
Yeah, we brought him over.
To our house? Yeah, we went over, and we got chili for everyone.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go out with my little one-year-old by myself with strange eyes.
Yeah, worried. I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will be the first year. Everything he looks at when you walk by a pumpkin, if you walk by a skeleton, or if you are driving, he sees some orange lights, he's like, Halloween! 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 And just sits there and looks at everything, and he's just so excited. I keep telling him he's going to go trick-or-treating, he's going to get candy, and now when I talk about trick-or-treating, he goes, candy?
Mm.
I'm like, yes, you're going to get all kinds of candy.
He'll say spooky, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll see a witch, and he'll, like, do the whole boo. Or no, ghost. He'll do the ghost, and he'll go boo. Or a cat. He'll see a black cat, and he'll go, meow.
Oh, so cute when he does that.
But it's really exciting to see him getting into the mood, and he doesn't even really know yet what it's all about. Makes me really excited for Christmas.
And to him, it's like real and a way of life, but we know that it was something that was created.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's neat.
Moving on. We thought it'd be a fun opportunity for us to talk a little bit about Halloween through the ages, I guess. My mom wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess, where Halloween came from. And then we're going to talk a little bit about... what it was like growing up in maybe the 60s and 70s, and then in my generation, which was the 80s, 90s, and Holly was like the 90s and into 2000s. So that kind of gives us a wide range of what we felt like and the costumes we wore and maybe how it changed over the years. So, Mom, if you want to take it away.
Well, the reason I was really wanting to say where it originated from, because you have so many people now that they try to put an end to Halloween because they think people are worshiping the devil or that it's an evil holiday, and that's not really where it started. It originated from the ancient Celtic festival, and I don't know if I'll say this right, Samhain, and it marked the end of summer and the beginning of winter, and it was believed when dead could possibly return to Earth. But they used it to worship there are people that have passed or celebrate them. And then you had them wearing costumes because they would want to scare evil spirits away. But this was many, many, many years ago, and it came over to America and tradition of trick-or-treating started. But it's changed over the years a lot from when I was a kid. We looked forward to trick-or-treating so much as kids. I can still remember seeing my mom pull our costumes out of the attic. So we would usually wear the same costume every year as long as it fit, and that wasn't a problem. I don't remember, you know, wanting to change costumes or trying to figure out what we were going to wear. Mine was a clown, my older brother was a ghost, and my oldest sister was a witch. And as long as we fit into those, my mom would pull them down and those little boxes would come out of the attic with the cellophane front, and we'd see the real shiny little, the material that it was made out of, kind of silky. And it had glitter all over it, so she'd be dropping glitter all over the floor. And she'd iron those up for us. And of course, back then we didn't have the pumpkins that the kids carry around now. Some kids carried pillowcases around, but what we did was we had grocery sacks back then, paper grocery sacks, fairly good sized ones, And she would pull the crayons out and have us decorate both sides of the bag with whatever, you know, we wanted to put on there. Black cats, pumpkins, witches, bats, whatever. And we'd go out. We didn't even go out with our parents. I mean, it wasn't unsafe, really. We went around our neighborhood and all around our neighborhood. And we would stay out till 9, 10 o'clock at night until we got that bag full. And we would come home then and we'd all dump our bags out and sort everything out into the good chocolate and the penny candies. And we'd try to swap each other's candy. If someone liked something better than what they had, they'd try to trade you. But it was a really fun time. We looked forward to it every year. And I remember one year, my dad, they always cut a jack-o'-lantern out, but this particular year he stuck it in the window, the kitchen window, where he could open the storm window part up. And he set it in there, and he had some speakers that he wired up, one with the pumpkin and the other went out into the garage where he was standing, and he could hear what people were saying.
Oh, God.
So he would make it like the pumpkin was talking. He would say something as somebody walked by, and they'd kind of walk back and check it out. And he'd tell them, what, you've never seen a talking pumpkin before?
Oh,
and if they would say something, he would answer back, and they just could not figure out where that was coming from. He was just hiding in the garage. That was really neat time, too, that we did that. But, yeah, I was talking to my husband tonight, and he doesn't have the same memories that I had of Halloween. I don't think that they all went out like we did. He could remember going out and where he'd wear a cowboy hat, and he said he mostly took out the younger kids. But I know I went as late as high school, but not to trick-or-treat, really. My mom wanted me to take my two little sisters out, and my best friend had a little brother and a sister that she was taking out. So we decided, well, heck, if we got to go around trick-or-treating with these little kids, we're going to dress up, because we weren't real big and we were short. And so we put on like ghosts where you couldn't see our faces, and we walked around with the kids and we got candy too. But, and you still will sometimes see older kids come around, and I'm okay with that. You know, they're not getting into trouble. If they're dressed up and having a good time, I'm okay with that. But where we live now, we don't see too many trick-or-treaters. We're kind of out in the country, and we don't get the kids around like we used to.
Yeah, it's too bad. I love to see the trick-or-treaters come up, and you see them getting their candy and how excited they were. Mm-hmm. And
I have one off stance to the older kids going. They're taking some of the candy that little kids could be getting.
Oh, there's enough candy to go around.
Oh, yeah. I've had people start running out, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I don't think I ever ran out, but... And there was one year when you kids were little, we had an ice storm on Halloween.
I remember that, yeah.
And you all still wanted to go out. Oh, so I'm like, there's no reason why we can't. I mean, the kids go out and play in snow and stuff. We're just going to walk up and down our street. So I think that year you got more than any other year, because people were just, you know, nobody's coming around. They're just dropping tons of candy in your bucket.
They were trying to get rid of it.
Uh-huh. That's so cool.
And there was one place I remember, she had the bowl out on the porch that said, take what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to kind of make you hold off. You know, there might be somebody else coming around that will want some, so don't take a lot. But, yeah, it was cold. Another Halloween, we had a tornado warning, I remember. The sirens went off.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I do remember that. We were on Stearns yet.
I do remember the storm one. I remember that as kids, you know, basically when our pumpkins, which these are like the little pumpkins that you'd see at like Walmart, the little orange pumpkins, when that thing was pretty much full, we were done. So we would walk down our street, we'd go across the street, we'd walk down again, and we'd get like so far down, and then our pumpkins would be full, and that's when we went home. So we were done. And then I remember you guys used to have the Wonder Bread bags, and you had us lay out our candy, and we would let you check it over, and we'd put all the candy in the Wonder Bread bags, and we'd keep it under our pillows or in our bedrooms.
Yeah, you know, see, that's something we didn't have to do when we were kids. There was no checking of candy. I mean, that came later on, too.
I've never, you know, I heard rumors happen.
I know where that originated from.
Where's that?
It was a dentist. He was poisoning the candy, but it was a rumor. He only poisoned his family. the kids, but everybody was like, oh, check your candy. Hold on.
I remember growing up and hearing that there could be needles in the candy,
right,
and this
and razor
that,
blades.
And you never found anything like that. And you never even really heard about that at all. And I did read an article. They said that was mostly rumor. Like there wasn't much to any of that.
So it came from the Candyman, the man who killed Halloween. Cyanide-laced candy. And I'm pretty sure he killed his dad. He sacrificed... Yeah, there we go.
I had never heard of that particular story. But I don't know. You'd always listen to the news then because you also would hear about, oh, there'd be older kids. Watch out for older kids because they'd want to grab your bag and steal it. And,
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Trip you and that sort of thing. But, you know, back in the day when you all trick-or-treated and even us, you almost had every house participated. Every house. You'd have a light. So that's why you were able to get so much. And now the kids go around and you have a house here and you have to walk two or three down and maybe another one there. And they really have to do a lot of walking now to get any amount of candy unless they go to a trunk retreat.
Yeah, you just have to find a neighborhood that's really invested in it.
So, O'Brien was his name, and they went to a house, and then he came out with these pixie sticks, and nobody came out of the house to give candy, and he was like, oh, here's some pixie sticks they must have left for us, and so he gave them to his own kids. And then later that night, his kids got sick, and he tried to kill them all, but I think he only killed one, maybe two, and he just wanted the life insurance money.
Was he trying to pass it off as they got
it? He was trying to say the candy was tainted, mm-hmm. And then that's where people started checking their candy.
Yeah, I did that with the kids. If it was partially open at all, and I wouldn't let them have any apples. See, back in our day, you'd get apples, you'd get popcorn balls, caramel popcorn balls.
I was going to ask, you got a lot of homemade candy back in those days.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff like that. Yeah, stuff in saran wrap.
Did you ever have a candy that was made of vinegar?
No.
No. What happened was...
What candy is made of vinegar?
The other night, I tried making a candy. I was reading... it's a channel called Tasting History. It's really good. It's got... This guy gets... He does old... recipes from like hundreds of years ago, and he tries to make them as close to the actual ingredients as he can. And so he did one for Halloween. This one was from 1896 Boston, Massachusetts, and it has sugar, butter, and apple cider vinegar, and there might have been one other thing, but I think that was it. And you cook it all up, and you're supposed to make either a hard candy or a taffy. I made the taffy, and it's a definitely apple cider vinegary.
Yeah, when I heard apple cider vinegar, I'm like, I'm thinking of some of this stuff that you drink that has the apple cider vinegar in it. It's nasty.
She was like, it's good. You should try it. I tasted a little bit of it. And I dabbed my finger in there. I was like, she's like, how does it taste? I'm like vinegar.
It's weird. Like, it doesn't taste like vinegar until, like, the aftertaste. And you're like, it would go well with another flavor. Like, the bitterness of it is pretty good.
You could just substitute the vinegar with, like, vanilla or something. And it would have been perfect. It was just a hard candy. She made a hard candy that was made vinegar flavored, is what it was.
But then I brought it to work, and everyone said the same thing. One guy almost threw up. And then the other guy today, he ate like a whole handful. He was like, you know, I kind of like them. And then he's like, I wonder if it's my German roots, because he's got German roots. And I was like, maybe. You do like sauerkraut and pickles.
I wonder if it would cure a cold.
I don't know.
I think it'll clean out your system.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. Not something I would ever eat again. Wasn't my thing. So, growing up in the 80s, I guess I'll take my turn here. I didn't see too much as far as, like, homemade candy. I remember sometimes we'd get, like, bags of popcorn that were handmade. Or, you know, you might find somebody that took, like, M&Ms and separated them out into bags. We'd get some of that, but it was already kind of dying off with homemade candy at the time. everybody wanted the M&Ms, the Reese's. The Reese's were real big in the 80s, I think. But you wanted all that kind of stuff.
Any chocolate candy bars.
Yes.
I think a lot of times people wanted to do whatever was cheapest, since there were so many kids coming around, and they'd use those little, what are those little Smarties?
Mm-hmm.
And bubble gum and all that cheap candy, the taffy, that orange and black taffy.
I liked that stuff. It's not something you can find really anymore.
The peanut butter. Peanut butter.
Yeah. It's peanut butter taffy is what it is. You can find it. It's just harder. But it was really popular back in the 80s. Huh. I still like that stuff to this day. But no, as far as costumes went, I just remember mostly having a lot of the same costumes as well. We kept passing them down. But, you know, every now and then, especially as we were getting older, there were more opportunities, I think, for different kinds of costumes, because we were all getting to be about the same size. You couldn't all share the same costume, obviously. But, like, my mom ended up making Ninja Turtle costumes. She made a Michelangelo for me. And then as I started to get older, it got passed down, and I remember another sibling wanted to be a Ninja Turtle also, so she made a second one.
Leonardo, wasn't it, the blue?
I think it was Leonardo. And then my ex ended up making the other two turtles that looked almost exactly like them. I wouldn't mind getting all of them from her. But we did that, and we'd have like the little foam nunchucks and just sit there and like pretend like we were the Ninja Turtles, which was really fun.
Do you remember me making the little leopard one? I took a lady's one-piece zippered pantsuit.
Uh-oh.
Which I can't imagine anybody wearing it like that. But it was fuzzy and everything. Leopard print.
I do remember that.
And I made a little leopard out of it. I was able to get the whole outfit. Uh-huh. I was able to get gloves for the hands and a hood with little ears and everything. Uh-huh. And then we painted the face on. I remember Zach wearing that. I don't know if anybody uh-huh. else did. I still have it, I think.
I wanted to say I thought I wore that, but maybe... Maybe I did. I can't remember. Maybe I didn't. I was a vampire
Dracula.
One year.
Yeah, I knew you were. Yeah.
She
yeah.
put Vaseline in my hair to make it look all slicked back.
To slick it back.
And then
we couldn't get it out.
When we were done at the end of the night, she was sitting there washing my hair and washing my hair and washing my hair. And it was just sitting there like all bubbly, and like it would not come out. Uh-uh. She started crying, and you ran across the street to talk to someone, and they were like, gasoline.
No, not gasoline. Dad actually got this out. He's the one that suggested it, and it was paint thinner.
Paint thinner. There you go.
And we did use paint thinner. We laid him in the sink with his head back. So, you know, it wouldn't get in eyes or anything. And it did take it out.
I remember
it did take it out.
Smelling. Probably burned my hair off.
I would never do that again. I don't know. It seemed like a good idea, though, Vaseline, to slick your hair back.
Yeah.
I don't know why you just didn't use like a paste or a hairspray or something.
I don't know. Well, do you also remember when you kids were little that we went to that house off of Meridian over there? They always had it really decorated, a two-story home, and they were a witch, and they had mm-hmm. a big cauldron. And
they had the story trying to get Lucifer to like come out of the cauldron.
And she said, go get me some mummy's powder.
Mm-hmm.
And she's... The other witch went and got it, and she sprinkled it in as part of the spell. And rise, rise, Lucifer, rise. And this little gremlin, this cute little gremlin-type creature came up, real cute. And she was like, that's not Lucifer. What did you bring me? You told me to bring mummy's powder, so I brought the baby's powder.
Aw.
Mummy's powder. Cute. But, yeah, and then they'd say, if you're not afraid, if you dare come up here, you can come up and collect your treat. And they always had these little bags full of candy, and mm-hmm. they had tons of them. Because
that place
yard
is packed.
Was full.
Yes.
Yeah, the yard would be packed full every year. We'd make time after they were done trick-or-treating to drive down, because it was a ways to go. And we'd go down there and see that house. It was always kind of a tradition that we started doing.
It kind of reminded me of the goofiness of... Hocus Pocus, the witches on that,
yeah.
They were just like that. They were sitting there like all bubbly and like goofy. And you had the one that was a little bit more serious, which was like the main witch. Mm-hmm. And the other one was kind of a mix between the two.
Aww.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. I don't know. I don't imagine they're still doing that. But
unless it's, you know, family that has grown up and is doing it. We've never gone down there to see.
I don't even know where it's at.
I don't know the exact street, but I think I could kind of find it.
That'd be neat if they still were doing that. That'd be a fun little thing to take the kids to.
It was really neat.
So, growing up, every year, I always remember the leaves in the neighborhood we used to live at. They would start to change color, and you'd see the leaves all over the ground. And I always remember, like, kind of walking up and down the sidewalk that was in front of our house. And you always had that, like, nice cool air and the nice... It felt like fall. It felt like fall in the 80s, like you would think. And I remember the one thing that just really made it exciting was my mom. You're always, like, big at decorating for the holidays. So she would pull out all her stuff, and she has these two candy jars that she would fill up with the pumpkins and the
candy corn.
And she'd always put them up on the, either on a counter or on a ledge or something. And I love those things. But one was a witch and the other was like a ghost.
No, it was a pumpkin head.
Pumpkin head and a witch.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I absolutely loved every year just to sit there and look at. And I remember being a kid sitting there leaning over a little end table and looking at it. It was a ghost holding a flashlight up against his face. And you'd flip the little light on and the little light would come onto the ghost face. And I remember just sitting there staring at it and how neat it was.
I still have all of those and they're up this year too.
Yeah.
Except I need a new light in the ghost. It's not lit up. So.
Pray a little C4 light. But those are the little memories that I had. And they still, even to this day, every single time we get close to Halloween, the fall time, Halloween, I always think back at those particular three things with Halloween. But
do you remember me getting the corn shucks and putting them on the sides of the railing at the house? And then I would get, I've even done that at the house we're in now, and then I would get bales of straw and stack them and put our pumpkins and different stuff on it.
I remember doing that.
And I also would take those pumpkins that you could find from Walmart that the kids collect their candy in. I cut out the bottoms of them and stuck them over my fence posts in the front yard. We had like four or five fence posts. And then I would put one of those flameless, what do they call those little bitty lights that are flameless?
Tea candles?
Yeah, tea lights. But they were, you know, run on a battery. And I'd put those in there, set it on the post, so the thing would light up.
Oh, that's cool.
But I still like decorating. It's just, I've got way too much stuff, I think.
Well, you know the three items I would take.
Yeah.
So that was the 80s, little bit into the 90s there. It definitely died off in the 90s until I had my kids of my own, as far as for my feelings. And then it's kind of always, I think it's always been back ever since my kids were born, like that feeling.
What did you do, Holly? What did you do? Trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
So you were born in 90.
Yes.
So you had trick-or-treating all through the 90s and into 2000 a little bit.
Yeah. Let's see.
Do you have a first memory that you can remember going back?
I would have been like 4-ish. And I think I was the little Pink Ranger, which I did not want to be the Pink Ranger.
Oh, I've seen a video of that.
I hated that costume. And it was too small. Like, it hurt.
Mighty Morphin Pink.
Yes.
Where did it come from?
I didn't even like Power Rangers. I don't know where it came from. My mom just, I guess it was a costume that worked. My sister was a mouse. And so we went, and this was in Cali. And then all I remember was we came back, and my dad and my grandpa, I didn't know it was them, but they both had these terrifying, like, zombie ape masks on their heads, and they, like, scared us, and I was traumatized. I think that's why I'm still scared of, like, apes to this day. But let's see. And then we moved quite a bit. So, like, in Virginia, I think, I know I was a clown, and everybody kept asking if I was one of the ones that Robin Williams played. I don't know what movie it is, but my mom always mentions it. Or somebody played it. I don't remember. But we went trick-or-treating, and I know one year we used pillowcases. We also had little pumpkin pails. And then my mom would take me and my sister around. We'd go to the different neighborhoods all around us while we were in Virginia Beach.
Did you guys get a lot of candy?
Yeah, in Virginia we did. When we moved to Oklahoma, when I was 11, we were out in the country and nobody did it out there. So it pretty much died at that point for us.
They didn't take you into town?
I remember asking, but I don't know if I just didn't go because I was older and like, eh, or if we didn't do it. I don't remember. But like, as for decorations, they would do those, the cardboard ones that you could put on everything that we have now, the skeleton, the witch, those, we did those, and I still love those.
So you lived overseas for quite some time. Did you do you remember doing any kind of trick-or-treating overseas?
I was like a toddler, and I have like one memory. My mom made the costume. I was Peter Pan. Adorable. But she still has the costume. I want to put Joshua in. It's so bad. It's so cute.
Do you have pictures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got to see those.
Yeah, I had my blonde platinum little pixie hair. It was, I think he would be adorable.
Yes.
But she made the shoes, like they're kind of flap things that go over your shoes. And then she made the shirt and the pants out of like my dad's old like navy long sleeve ones. And then the little hat. But I remember, and we have video of it, but I do remember she was stealing my candy. And then I vividly remember the crinkling of the wrappers and just being happy, like Halloween movie was on and I heard her like crumbling it.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Now she's like, la la la.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a happy memory. And then one time in Virginia Beach, we were trick-or-treating. And my mom would always wait at the end of the driveway, and me and my sister would go up to the door. And so we went up to the door, and we got our candy. And then the lady was like, Jesus loves you. I had no idea what this meant. Like, what is she saying to me? It's Halloween. And so I was like, thanks, you too. My mom was like my heathen children.
God.
That's funny.
You should say it to all the kids that show up here. Jesus loves you.
And she taught us all about religion. Like, she was raised Catholic, and she taught us all about religion very openly. So we should have known that, but it didn't click. Halloween and Jesus. I was like, what?
Yeah, how did those work out?
Like, why would you say that to me?
Do you remember the record that we used to play, or the tape with the cats? Row, and the
I showed her the video.
Screaming and just a bunch of sounds, Halloween sounds.
That was Disney that made that record.
I don't know if I even have that anymore. I haven't seen it in a while. And the other thing I do every year and have for years and years now, and I still do it, is make what?
Chili.
Yep.
Every single year since we were little, it's been a tradition. There was one year we all showed up at the house, and you had some kind of pasta or something. And we were like, what is this? And you're like, well, I just made it like a few weeks ago. I didn't think you guys would want it again. And we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You just ruined it.
I said, I won't ever do that again. Yeah, I do remember that.
Everyone walked in and was like, where's the chili? Where's the chili?
That became a tradition because you guys would come home from school and there wouldn't be a lot of time to, you know, get four or five children ready in costumes and everything and get out the door and make supper and do all that. So chili was something I could make in the morning while you are at school. And then you could come home and eat real quick, wouldn't have a lot of dishes or anything, and we're on our way. But yeah, it's become a tradition now.
I know Carson and Tatum are looking forward to it.
Yes.
Jaden's not a huge fan of chili, neither is Holly. But it's something that I'm looking forward to. Oh, I can't wait until chili.
That's what Carson told me the other day. He says, I can't wait till I have your chili.
It's weird because when they were little, even Carson didn't care for it. He definitely grew into it more.
There was a cassette tape that we played like every year. And I don't remember what it's called, but it had Angela Anaconda on it singing the Boo, I'm Gonna Scare You song. And then a whole bunch of other like kid shows. But we really loved that one. My dad would play it every year while we were trick-or-treating.
It was a Halloween one?
Yeah, it was. It had that song, and it had a whole bunch of other like sounds and songs on it. 13 Days of Halloween, Rhythm and Booze.
Was it a cassette?
Yeah. I think so.
And what was the name of the song?
It might have been a CD.
What was the name of the song?
It was Angela Anaconda, Boo, I'm Gonna Scare You. Or maybe it was a CD. Yeah, it was a showing CD.
Oh, are you still seeing it on there?
Yeah.
Rhythm and Booze.
Yep, there it is. There's the Digimon Halloween. Oh, Count Chocula intro. Yeah, it was from the Count Chocula thing. The cereal. I remember that. Oh my god.
You gotta get it.
So this was called 13 Days of Halloween.
Yes, Rhythm and Booze. We played that every year. I think in Virginia Beach and above. Yeah, 2001, so I would have been Virginia Beach going to Oklahoma. Oh my god.
Do you recognize it?
Yes. I haven't heard that since I was a kid. Do the Angela Anaconda one, number 4.
This one?
This is the one we were all obsessed with. Like, my sister, my dad, and my sister. Us three. This show was ridiculous. It was a TV show. It's so lame, but I love it. We would sing it to each other. Oh my god.
Wow.
There's a Digimon one. Number 3. Oh, it was by Bahamin. I forgot all about Bahamin. They were popular in the 90s.
Yeah, they were. It was interesting.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Well, speaking
about
of
it.
Music, do you remember that song my grandpa used to? Well, you wouldn't remember him singing it to me because I was little, but I've always tried to sing it to you kids and to the grandkids now, wanting you all to learn it so you can pass it on. Because it's something my grandpa used to sing.
I have it recorded. You want to sing it for us?
I can try.
Go ahead and try.
Here comes a jack-o'-lantern to frighten us tonight. Made from a hollow pumpkin with a candle in for light. Go away, you naughty jack-o. You cannot frighten me. You're nothing but a pumpkin, your candle I can see. That reminds me of my grandpa.
That sounds neat.
He always sang that to us when we were there. And he was the one that always made us the popcorn balls. That's where we got into doing that too. Something I remember from being little.
Wonder if any of our listeners have ever heard that. Let us know on Facebook if you have. That's kind of interesting.
And then the other songs we would sing was the Stirring and Stirring and Stirring a Brew.
I don't remember that one.
Stirring and stirring and stirring your brew. Ooh, ooh. Stirring and stirring and stirring our brew. Ooh, ooh. Tip, toe, tip, toe, tip, toe. Boo!
I do remember the end, now that
I did that to Lincoln and Joshy the other day, and they jumped.
That was neat. I've never heard Halloween songs like that, ones that you've actually sang.
There was one more. I've got one more for you, and then I'm done.
Do another one.
Tonight is the night when dead leaves fly like witches on stitches across the sky. When elf and sprite fled through the night on a moony sheen. It's Halloween. Ooh.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I don't think I've heard that one.
That was one we did when you guys were little too. Huh. Those are the ones I remember singing. Other than the, ones you have on the little cassette tape that we had, but...
Right. That's really neat. Anything else from any of you?
No, I think we covered all of my past.
What was your favorite candy that you would bargain with your siblings for, like...
I was one of the Reese's. That was my big one.
That one?
Mm-hmm. One of my siblings liked Twix, I think.
They had my sister. My sister was a Rolo fan. She would die for the Rolo, and then I was all about the dots.
How about you?
I like the Paydays. Okay. I still do the Butterfingers. Really, those. The chocolate bars I liked. I did not like Three Musketeers or Milky Way. But
I like Milky Way.
Most of the other Milky ones. Way. Milky Way is better than Three Musketeers. I'd trade those. I didn't like them.
I was not a big Three Musketeers person.
No. I like to peel off the chocolate, like try to keep it in like a bar thing, and like then just eat the fluff.
I used to do that too. Mm-hmm. Just kind of pop
it
off.
That with the Payday. I chew off the peanuts and then eat the caramel last. Mm-hmm. But caramel, people would pass out the little square caramels, the individually wrapped. I like those too. Caramel's one of my favorites.
My daddy always puts his Paydays and Butterfingers like in the fridge or the freezer. Mm-hmm. And now I like to do that.
I like Snickers like that in the freezer.
I like Reese's like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing I like to do now, I don't think I remember it from back in the day, but if you mix candy corns, which a lot of people don't like candy corns, I do. I like to eat each section separately apart.
I actually read a thing real quick. It is considered to be the least liked Halloween candy. It is also the most purchased Halloween candy.
That's
a neat little tidbit.
Well, I think too, I've already purchased 3 bags because I couldn't find them at Thanksgiving because I like to make special candies like turkeys, and they use the candy corns as the feathers.
I remember that.
So last year I had a heck of a time finding them. I didn't. So this year I went ahead and purchased 3 bags already. But what I was going to say about them is if you mix dry roasted peanuts and candy corns together, they taste like a Payday. Mm-hmm. If you eat them together, mixed, they're really good.
I like those little Halloween candies like that. There's one that you can make a Snickers too, just like that. Like a big oversized Snickers with like a few different things. Which I've always wanted to try. Supposedly, you can make a Butterfinger tasting candy out of candy corns.
Are you saying like if you just stuff your mouth with this random, like...
Just pick a handful of your peanuts up and a few candy corns at the same time. You put them in your mouth at the same time and it tastes like a Payday. But you're right. I saw that just recently. Mm-hmm. You use the candy corns and you melt them down with... It seems like maybe marshmallow and brown sugar. I don't remember what all was in it, but it made a Butterfinger candy.
Yeah. It like comes out kind of crispy and like you cook it and then it comes out crispy and you eat it. It's a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
I love Butterfingers too. They kind of remind me of Chico Sticks.
Yes, I like those too.
I don't know what those are.
I've gotten them for
like
you.
Like the inside of a Butterfinger.
They're like the long sticks that have like the crispy. I've got them for you before, you and the kids.
They're good.
We used to get them every summer for when we went swimming.
They used to be a nickel.
Yes. All the candy was cheaper then.
Yeah.
Well, I think our segment time is up. We got about 10 minutes with Holly and Gay Gaming.
And then our little fun.
And then she's got a little 5-minute
game
that she's wanting to do.
With us.
So give me your Gay Gaming game.
So I wanted to, this one, I guess, isn't, like, super gay, but I wanted to bring up one that scared me as a small child, because I figured it's Halloween and scary. It's called The Yellow Brick Road. It was a PC game, and I was, like, 4.
I don't know how you were scared of this. I really don't.
If you Google it, you will be appalled. It was kind of like a really weird Wizard of Oz RPG with some like battling, like turn-based battling, but there was like some part where like you got up to like these like onion looking guys. This is purely off my little 4-year-old memory, and I just remember screaming and crying and pointing at it and being terrified and never playing the game again.
They still make the game?
I don't think so.
Well, did Wizard of Oz ever scare you? You made me think of that with the Yellow
the
Brick Road.
The monkeys did. And again, going back to the ape mask, there it is.
I used to have to sit on my mom's lap and not
the
watch.
Monkeys.
Yes, the monkeys, the witch, the castle. Yep.
So that never scared me.
Nothing else scared me, just the monkeys, because I have a thing against like apes and monkeys now. Yep.
Have you seen the part 1 Wizard of Oz, where it shows where the monkeys got their wings?
Mm-mm. I think you had it on one time, but I don't think I paid attention much.
Are you talking about Wicked?
Yes.
I was wanting to wait for Wicked 2 to come out before I watched it, because I want to watch them back to back.
Yeah.
So no spoilers if you've seen it.
Okay, well, I just watched the first one just the other day for the first time. It's good.
I've seen it on Broadway. That's...
And then, favorite Halloween movie?
Mine's pretty simple. I mean, That's really hard. If you're talking about like a full-scale movie, probably... If you're talking about a horror movie, I love Poltergeist.
Okay, let's do both. Halloween and movie that you are scared of but like to watch.
Poltergeist is probably the movie that I'm scared of and like to watch. Knowing that they used real human corpses in...
They did.
They used real human corpses in the scene where
the swimming pool had collapsed.
He wanted it to look natural, and they kept trying to use fake ones, and they said that it just... They wouldn't be normal. They didn't look normal. But you can look this up. They didn't even tell the actors until they were done acting with them, but they actually used real cadavers.
I will never see that in the same way again. And didn't they have several of the people have died that were in that movie?
Oh, well, yeah. The little girl that died.
The older one, too. The older sister, I think.
She did, yeah. What? And then she died. Her boyfriend shot her in the head.
What?
As soon as they were done filming the second movie. And then there was one of the characters had... got into a really bad accident. I think the guy did. Either the husband or the son. I know the husband ended up living because he's went on to do a lot of shows, including he was in Young Sheldon.
How do you get dead bodies for a movie? Like, if I'm
people
saying
donate
I'm
their
an
bodies,
organ, but I'm an organ
donor.
They
were donor. Skeletons, weren't they?
Yeah.
I don't want my.
They would donate it to. To be used for whatever.
But I'm an organ donor. Is my body going to be used in a movie?
No. Oh, maybe your organs. They might be floating around in a pool somewhere, but no, I'm kidding.
I wanted to help like science or someone in need.
What was that? Exorcist. That's another one that's really scary. It's not a Halloween show, but it is very scary.
I watched the thing, the most... They do like a broadband test once a year, and they test what movies are the scariest, and they like hook people up and everything. The number one is Sinister, and that is one that I watched with my sister, and I was terrified.
I've never seen that. That's I don't even scary. Know what it's about.
Oh my god. This dude is like this old-timey, I don't know what it's called, but it's like your family videos were like on the little reel thing, and you put it on the projector, and he kept seeing... dead bodies like hanging in horrible positions, and then the guy, and oh, it's scary.
Oh, I have another thing that you might remember, Brooklyn. Do you remember it was Nathan was at the house there because he had just had his surgery, and Jennifer was there, we were all there, Dad was in bed, and we were watching the movie Ring.
Oh, yeah.
And it was late at night. It was after midnight.
I do remember that.
And after the movie ended, Jennifer went up and she goes, well, that was stupid. And she shut it off. And we were sitting there talking about it. And our doorbell rang.
Oh, my God.
Scared the living
daylights. Yeah, it was like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I think it was you and I that you went into one of the back rooms and you saw that it was a kid. And you came out and said, it's a couple kids. I just saw them. So then I went to the back door and I, hollered at him. But we tried to chase them down then, and while we were coming back around the block, a sheriff was coming around, and he stopped, and I said, let me guess, somebody is ringing doorbells and that's why you're here, because I said it happened to us too, and I told him we just finished watching that show. It was so scary. that was awful.
They, I'm sorry, I'm sitting here reading about the skeletons, and they,
they're not real?
No, they are real. They're absolutely real. They said that they did it as a way of using, giving more of an artistry, a real life feel to the movie.
Yeah, it just says she had no idea.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Beth Williams.
The actors didn't know they said not for many years later, they actually heard a rumor floating around that they were loaned out real cadavers, and they were like, what?
So she's like holding a real dead person?
A one sitting on her, yeah.
That's like traumatizing. I would not be okay with that.
I think it's like, traumatizing not even knowing that it's...
Yeah.
But knowing that, that's one of the reasons, it's one of my kind of freakier movies like that, because you don't see that.
I have like a big voodoo, like you don't mess with the dead. Ugh, no.
Well, that's might be why there was a lot of things that happened on that set.
I could see that.
But if you want to go back to Halloween movies and stuff like that, I like to look at more of like the, I guess, the holiday classics, such as
Hocus Pocus
is one of them.
I like Halloween that Town. One.
Halloween Town's a fun one. I really like the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, Disney's version. Mm-hmm. That one kind of scared me too at the very end when I was a kid. You know, you'd see him leaving the party and he'd be on the horse and he'd be sitting there walking and then you hear like that echoey noise in the background, which you could tell somebody was following him. And you couldn't see this person. And then he'd start going faster and faster and faster and you could hear the clicking behind him even faster and faster. And it was starting to get to be where you're like, your heart starts racing. You're like, oh my God, you're going to get out of here. You're going to go, you're going to get out of there. And he had to get across like the bridge and he started running across the bridge. And then he like ended up, whatever happened, he got turned around and he was running back the other way towards what he saw was the Headless Horseman. And then the horseman like threw
the... I've seen that show.
Oh, yes. You've seen it. We grew up with it.
Well, it seems like I recognize parts of it, but I don't know if I actually watched the whole thing.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's on TV.
Who played, was it Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby was the voice of it. He's the Ichabod. One that sang.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's kind of weird.
Ichabod, Ichabod.
I think of him as Christmas and White Christmas. Yeah. I couldn't imagine him playing a part like that. Well, what's your favorite Halloween?
It'd have to be a tie between Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town. And then for scary, I guess I would have to give it to the one that we'd watch every year with my dad, was Pumpkinhead. Ugh, that was scary.
I'm sorry, that was not scary.
Yes, it was.
She made What's me it watch about? It
I don't
two
even
years
remember
ago.
It either. Pumpkinhead?
Basically, these kids are dirt biking, and they kill like the farmer dude's son. They accidentally hit him while they're dirt biking where they're not supposed to be dirt biking. And he goes and to see the witch lady because she like lives in the bogs and they say don't go see her because he wants his son back alive. And then he does that and then Pumpkinhead goes and... Or no, I don't think his son comes back alive, but he wants vengeance and Pumpkinhead goes and kills all the teenagers.
Hmm.
They made two more movies.
But then he becomes Pumpkinhead. Hey, R.L. Stine. Which I just totally spoiled the whole movie, so... But it's scary.
Spoilers.
Did you watch any of the Halloween movies? Halloween 1, 2?
I've seen the first one, and I was never a big fan of them. Halloween or... what's the other big one?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one either. I've seen the first of both of those, but never got into them very much.
Will you sit and watch a spooky show by yourself?
I don't know.
I don't like to.
I don't think she will.
No, I'm scared again. I'd have to watch like a very happy cartoon afterwards. The Night of the Living Dead. That's like one of my favorite movies, even though zombies are like... Give it away, my big deepest darkest secrets here, but they're one of my biggest things that I'm scared of. That's like my worst reoccurring dream.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, the zombies.
So what do you? What's yours? You have one?
I liked Hocus Pocus. I honestly, I don't recall a lot of these shows that you guys are talking about. I'm gonna have to check them out. Pumpkinhead. I've never even heard of that.
That one's not a very well-known one.
And now I want to see this one you just mentioned.
Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, that was like the first big zombie movie. It's the slow moving zombies.
I probably wouldn't recommend watching that by yourself, but
it's not like the Day of the Dead. They're not like fast paced. They're like slow. You could get away,
but you can't because it's a zombie movie.
They just keep coming.
Is it like the commercial where the kids are being chased and they decide to go into the... Instead of getting into the car that's running, they're going into the barn with all the knives.
Yeah. Yeah, they do get locked into a house. I think they... I haven't seen that movie in a few years. I'm probably too scared to watch it now, but yeah. I think they try to get in the truck.
Do you have a favorite scary movie? Something that just really scared you? Maybe even as a kid. One that you're just like, oh.
Like
one.
I said, Wizard of Oz did scare me as a kid. I remember sitting on my mom's lap and... Cover in my eyes. That thing scared me big time. And I look at it now and I'm like, are you serious? I was scared of that.
The Clash of the Titans was like that for me when you got to the Medusa part. Yeah. That scared the crap out of me. I remember just being so scared. I couldn't even watch. I remember sitting in the living room watching that. Couldn't watch that. That was scary, her face. And then now you watch it, you're like, okay, here's the scary part. And you're like, really? That's not even realistic looking. You can see the strings.
Yeah.
Did we want to do the game?
Yeah, go ahead and let's do the game. We got about 5 minutes left.
All right, so we're each going to pick our own little, like, kind of common Halloween costume, but then we're going to describe it to everyone and see who guesses what we are first. So, like, say if you chose, I'll do a simple one. Say if you chose you were going to be a ghost. I'm wearing all white.
Ghost.
Yep. Good job.
Angel?
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I have a cape.
A vampire?
Yes. Witch?
It was a vampire. Wow.
I, I couldn't decide which one. Witch has a cape, too.
Do you got one picked out?
Not really. I mean, everything I'm going to pick out, you're going to guess it.
She got mine off of a cape. I was like, wizard, witch.
Well, what's your one do you have?
Mine is not human.
Zombie.
No.
Skeleton.
No.
Frankenstein?
No.
Ooh. Another hint.
Mine.
Is it dead?
Alien.
No, it's not dead.
Alien?
It is not dead. It is not an alien.
Other hint.
It's not dead?
This, you could dress up as different versions of this.
Fairy?
No.
Elf?
It's all green.
Gumby?
It has been more popular and then unpopular over the years. But it started out in the 80s.
But it's alive?
It's alive.
Is it from a game?
There was a game.
What was the first clue? What was the very first clue?
It's all green.
It's all green. A gremlin?
No.
A creeper?
No.
Frogger?
No.
Luigi?
No.
Plant pipe?
There are four of them.
Teletubby?
No.
Turtles?
Yes.
Oh, Ninja Turtle.
Turtle Power? Dun, 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 dun.
Wow.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtle in a Half Shell. Turtle Power. All right, I do have one. The color red is associated with it a lot.
Eminem?
No.
Vampire?
Devil?
No.
Devil! I win.
You got a devil? Is a devil? Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, we all won one.
I wore this costume once that it was like that. I took a red dress that my mom had, and I found this mask that it was pretty clear, but it had makeup on it. So your skin would show through, and your eyes would show through, but it had makeup on it and red lips. And then I had this long wig on. I took all my jewelry off so nobody would know who I was, and I had this mask over my face. And to the back of the dress, I attached the pointy little tail, and I carried a staff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I walked into a Halloween party that people I worked with, and people would ask me, who am I? And I'm like, and I wouldn't talk to them. And they were getting freaked out because they did not know who I was.
Oh, wow.
It was a good costume. It was a good costume.
I'll have to see pictures of that.
I don't know if I have pictures of it. They might have. I'll have to ask if they still have some of those around. But yeah, that was a neat costume.
Hmm. Ninja Turtles is still my favorite.
That we've been.
Hers is Power Ranger.
Mine?
Mine was a clown.
I don't remember what my favorite would be.
Remember Zachary being afraid of clowns?
Yes.
I was a clown one year.
Yeah.
All right. Alrighty. Well, hope everybody has a happy, safe, and fun Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween.
And don't get sick on all that candy.
Mm. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Nice seeing you all again.
Thank you for joining us on our show. Don't forget to check out our other shows wherever podcasts are available. And if you're in the position to help our podcast grow, please join us at patreon.com/ggirltgirl. And check out our Facebook and Instagram page for more updates and messages at gaygirl/transgirl. And if you're joining us on YouTube, please hit that like button and subscribe. Thank you. When a gay girl meets a trans girl, hearts and minds come together in a world. Sharing stories, laughter and tears, they'll conquer all doubts and fears. When a gay girl meets a trans girl, hearts and minds come together in a world. Sharing stories, laughter and tears, they'll conquer all doubts and fears.
Comes a jack-o'-lantern to frighten us tonight. Made from a hollow pumpkin with a candle in for light. Go away, you naughty jack-o, you cannot frighten me. You're nothing but a pumpkin, your candle I can see.
This has been a
What's That
production.